OTC is go.
Thank you, this is go.
PTC is go.
Copy, this is go.
Houston flight is go.
Molotov.
STM is go.
Safety comp is go.
STE is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director, NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Brightside Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So, buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not going to stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot and Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. Tuesday night edition of the show, September 1st. Wow, where did the summer go?
I know, everything is going so fast, but you want to know something? 2020 has been such a bad year all around for everybody. I can't wait for it to be over.
I know it. It's terrible.
It's very, very bad for this country this year. We need the election over and done with. We need Trump Pence back in office. And we need to end this nonsense.
It's got to stop at some point.
Has to. Or we're not going to survive as a country if it doesn't.
The only way 2021 could be worse than 2020 is if Biden wins.
That won't happen. I really don't believe that's going to happen.
Well,
I think it's going to be a landslide.
I don't think it's going to happen either. I'm just saying the only way next year could be worse than this year is if it happened.
Yeah, true.
I mean, this year has sucked. It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of one redeeming thing that happened this year.
You know, I'm sitting here trying to think of one. I should be playing the theme from Jeopardy or something.
Well, my older son got engaged. That's about the only good thing that happened here.
Yeah. Well, you got one. That's, you know, one of us at least has something.
Yeah, but it's been overall a really not good year for our country.
No, it hasn't. Folks, I want to welcome you to the show tonight. Normally, we would do quick hitters at the top of the show. We're not going to do that tonight. There's a few things that we want to discuss tonight that need a little bit more than quick hitter status. But later in the show, roughly 28 minutes from now, Diane's covering those railroading the police. Okay? It's happening. Whether you think it is or not, folks, it's happening.
Yes, it is.
An hour from now, I'll be covering liberalism from bullcrap to bear poop.
It's a funny title.
Well, it's a snarky segment for the show.
Right.
So we got that going for us. Okay. Diane, you found a couple of things. You found a couple of things. I found a couple of things. Let's start with the two things that you found. You actually posted up some information on these today on social media. Tell us what you found.
Which one would you like first? Well, you know what? I'm going to decide. Remember last week, folks, there was a big brouhaha that if you went on the Antifa.com site, it took you directly to Joe Biden's campaign page and donation page, etc. Uh-huh. And there was a big to-do all over Twitter, all over Facebook, all over all the social media. And Antifa took it down. And Joe Biden's campaign said they did not have their permission to do it, etc. Well, guess what, folks? it's back. I put it up early this morning on Facebook after finding out it's back. And numerous people, many, many people on Facebook, when I put it up, went to the site and were, oh my God, it is back. Now, Facebook, previously last week, were taking down people's posts about this, because by the time the people got it up, the site was down, so there was nothing to go to. However, they cannot take down mine, because it's still operative. It still goes to Joe Biden's campaign donation page.
Here's the thing, folks.
I'm going to click it right now. Here's the link. And there's the page. Biden-Harris, Battle for the Soul of the Nation, donate. And then it's his page with all his nonsense on it.
Let me explain how this works, folks. If you haven't tried this, you just open up your browser. You go up in the where you put in your URL, you know, any URL you're looking for, and just type in antifa.com. That's all you have to do. Click enter. It doesn't take you to an Antifa page. Oh, no, no. No, 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 no. It takes you directly to Biden's page. It would be one thing if it went to the Antifa page and then there's a big blinking thing up there that says click here for Joe Biden's page. But oh no, you put in Antifa.com, you are directly 100% instantly connected to Joe Biden's page.
Right. You don't even have to do that if you don't want to. You can go right to my Diane Sorey page on Facebook, also on MeWe. Go right there. It's right there, the first or second post, and I have the link highlighted. You can see the picture that's brought up. Click that link, you'll go there just as well.
But there's no connection between Antifa and the Democrats. Oh, no, no.
No, no. Antifa didn't lie about taking it down, and Joe Biden didn't lie about being connected to it.
No, no, certainly not.
Certainly not. How dare they lie? But that was the first thing that I had up today. The second, and this is very shocking, it's about Kamala Harris. Now, this woman, in her own words and voice, is condoning and applauding insurrection, which is basically condoning and heralding treason. And, you know, she wants to be vice president. Well, actually, she wants to be president after Joe Biden, you know, is either string pulled out, you know, for health reasons, or Clinton-sided. But what is worse is at the end of this very short video, you hear her actually saying they need to continue rioting. She supports it 100%. In other words, the woman who was running for vice president supports treason and insurrection. She admits it. She says it. You can find it on my Facebook page. I posted it on sites on Facebook and also MeWe.
Not only that, okay, but this is a woman who now has crawled out from under a rock trying to convince us all that she's against the rioting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, let's remember, I'll play the clip for you here in just a second so you can hear Kamala Harris in her own voice saying what she says. Mm-hmm. Okay? But let's remember, 13 members of Joe Biden's staff was paying to bail out people who were jailed from the riots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Kamala Harris took to Twitter trying to raise money for that very thing, for bailing right. out people that were in those riots. Okay? Right. Neither one of them spoke out against these riots until such time as the polls showed that there might be an issue for Joe Biden.
Well, the thing is, with this video, this is a very recent video, as in just a day or so ago. And she's telling them to continue on. Folks, if you don't believe us, Craig, play
it. Here's the audio, folks. Take a listen for yourselves.
I know that there are protests still happening in major cities across the United States. I'm just not seeing the reporting on it that I had
that's right.
for the first few weeks.
That's right. But they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And that's this is a movement, I'm telling you. They're not going to stop. And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not. And we should.
They're not going to stop before Election Day, and they're not going to stop after. And everyone should take note that they're not going to stop, and they shouldn't stop.
Right.
Those are the words of Kamala Harris.
The woman who wants to be vice president, hopefully president, and she's condoning insurrection, folks, a treasonable offense.
Now, if you go back to June 1st, okay, that's when she took to Twitter, and she's talking about people donating money to post bail, okay? She said in her tweet, if you're able to, chip in now to the MN, that would be Minnesota Freedom Fund, to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She and Biden both putting up bail money to get rioters out of jail so they can go back to the streets and riot some more, burn some more buildings, engage in more looting, maybe beat some people up, maybe kill some people. Okay? Now, she's saying about the rioting, it's not going to stop. She must have said it's not going to stop in that audio clip 7 times. It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop before the election. It's not going to stop after the election. People should take note. It's not going to stop, and it shouldn't stop. That's stunning. That's absolutely stunning.
I feel so strongly about this that she needs to be pulled off that ticket immediately, and that she needs to be placed under arrest. She is condoning insurrection. She is condoning treason. This is what Democrats want as our vice president. Well, of course they do, because it's part of the fundamental change of America. Started with Obama.
Does sedition work its way into that equation anywhere, do you think?
It could, in a outside sort of way, but it could.
I mean, it's certainly a precursor to it, if nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I
and
mean,
the
it's...
thing is, the media is not reporting on this at all. Nothing.
No.
So we did it. We're doing what the media won't do.
Well, again. That's why we're here.
Yeah. I mean, this is absolutely stunning, folks. This should be out there everywhere.
You know, if the role was reversed, okay, if the rioting, the looting, the burning, the assaults, the murders, the shooting at cops, if all that was going on, and it was Republicans doing it against Democrats and in favor of Donald Trump, and Mike Pence went out and said something like that, it would be 24/7 on every mainstream media news source every day.
Exactly.
Okay, but Kamala Harris says it, and the rioters, the looters, the arsonists, so on and so forth, they're all being paid for by liberals. They're all working for liberals. They're all engaging in this against Donald Trump and on behalf of Biden and Harris, and the mainstream media is abjectly silent.
Right. And it'll be interesting to see if Fox or that OAN station or whatever that call letters are, if they pick it up, if Breitbart picks it up. I mean, anyone can pick it up that they want. We got it first.
It's a stunning 32 seconds of audio.
Yes, it is.
And you're right, Diane. She should be out of there. That ticket right now.
Immediately.
Yeah. I mean, that's good grief.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, between that and the Antifa.com thing going directly to Joe Biden's campaign page, I mean, doesn't that kind of all fly in the face of how Biden and Harris and the liberals and the media are all trying to blame all of these riots, all the looting, the arson, the destruction, the assaults, all of it? They're trying to blame it all on Trump. Doesn't that fly in the face of all that?
Has nothing to do with Trump. It has everything to do with BLM and Antifa, who were waiting around for an incident, any incident. It didn't have to be George Floyd. It could have been anybody waiting around literally for the match to light the fire. This has nothing to do with Trump. This has nothing to do with police. This has nothing to do with anything but Obama's agenda of fundamentally transforming America.
That's it. That's your bottom line right there.
Yes.
Okay. Here's a couple more things we want to talk about in the opening segment tonight. Chicago area police have been warned. They have been issued a warning by the FBI of a credible threat of a gang pact to, quote unquote, shoot on sight any cop. Okay, let me explain how this is supposed to work. Okay.
Okay.
The Chicago their police department there has confirmed that an intelligence alert reportedly sent out by the FBI warns of a pact among street gangs to shoot on sight any cop that has a weapon drawn on any suspect in public.
Okay.
Okay. Let me tell you, folks, what this is going to lead to. And Diane, you tell me if you think I'm wrong in any aspect of this.
Okay.
Okay. We have all seen police officers and read articles and seen stuff about police officers getting ambushed, right?
Yes. Yes.
These street gangs are going to grab somebody on the street, hold them at gunpoint. They're going to call the police. They're going to say, there's somebody holding somebody at gunpoint at the intersection of such and such and so and so. The police are going to get there, and sure enough, there's going to be somebody holding somebody else at gunpoint, at which point the police will draw their weapons and from behind vehicles somewhere, shots are going to be fired. Police are going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see anything in that scenario that isn't correct? This is a setup.
This is absolutely a setup. If we don't have police, what people forget is the United States of America is a nation of laws. We are a republic. We elect representatives to represent our interests and make laws, etc. If we lose the fact that we are a nation of laws, if those laws as written, as passed, as on the books, are not respected, honored, and actually put into place, we've lost everything.
You're right. And can I tell you how this gets worse?
Sure.
These gangs are vowing to film the execution of police officers.
You know what? Anybody tried to do that, I think those people need a bullet right in the back of their heads.
Look, I agree with you, but here's the problem. If the cops won't draw their weapons, these thugs will point their weapons at the cops, forcing the cops to draw their weapons. I'm telling you, this is exactly how this is going to go down.
This is a catch-22 situation. The only way that this kind of thing can be stopped, and I've said this many times to you, Craig, President Trump must put the Insurrection Act into place now.
Mayor Lori, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. But how do you protect your cops when they're being set up for ambush? And these goons, these street thugs, these gangs, they don't care. They don't care. If they go down in a hail of bullets in the middle of this, they don't care because you know what? They're going to be the next martyr. They're going to have the next statue or the next plaque put on the street in remembrance of their wonderful names.
The only thing I can say to this is that the police have been forewarned. Steps can now be put in place. Tactics can be set up to sort of counter this before it happens. But the linchpin in all this that needs to be done is, I'm sorry, these thugs have to be made an example of. Take them down. Who cares? They're useless wastes of human beings. I don't really want to say on air what I think they are. But folks, I think you kind of know what I think they are. This has got to stop. We cannot allow this nonsense to continue.
Two cops in Chicago were shot last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't know if it had anything to do with this, but two cops were shot over the weekend, and Mayor Lori Lightfoot is refusing to comment.
Lori Lightfoot is a joke. How that woman ever got elected is beyond me. I'm thinking there was a lot of fraud involved in it. And you know what? If, and I'm only saying if, the people of Chicago are dumb enough to, you know, elect her, you got what you deserved.
100% agree. I'm just saying, over the next several days, over the next couple of weeks, this is going to play out on the streets in Chicago. And it's going to be an ambush situation. It's going to be goading the police into drawing their weapons. And if they won't do it, the gangs will point their weapons at the cops and force the cops to draw. Then it's a shootout.
Well, you know what? As long as the body cams are on, and I think the police need to have active body cams working as soon as they hit the streets. You can't just wait for an incident to happen. I think they have to go out there with their bulletproof vests on. They need those cameras turned on the second they step onto the street.
I can't agree more. I can't agree more. It's going to turn into a bloodbath on the streets of Chicago. I'm telling you folks right now.
Yes, it is. It's going to be ugly.
All right. The other thing, and this is one of those things that really is a head scratcher.
Yes.
There is a committee in Washington, D.C. that is recommending changes. Changes to the Washington Monument, the Jefferson Memorial, and other historical assets in the city. The committee is reporting to the D.C. mayor, that's Muriel Bowser. Mm-hmm. They've come up with a list of dozens, that's plural, of historical monuments, schools, parks, government buildings, and other structures that they recommend changes need to be made to because of the historical namesake connection to slavery or racism, and it includes both the Washington Monument and the Jefferson Memorial. Now, mm-hmm. Here's where it gets really bizarre. It recommends that the federal government either remove or relocate or contextualize several very famous tourist attractions, including the Washington Monument, the Jefferson Memorial, and the Benjamin Franklin statue. Relocate the Washington Monument?
You know, I really like to say what I'm thinking. And while this is internet radio and the rules are a little more lax, we still have to sort of mind our P's and Q's to a certain degree. However, I won't say the word, But as far as I'm concerned, these people doing this fit that word. It begins with the letter N to a T. Because here it is, you have a minority within a minority, 12.4% of Americans, dictating to the rest of this country. Almost 88% of the country has to cater to them because for 89 years, their ancestors were slaves. Screw them. Because you know what? Every people of every race and every nationality has been slaves at one time or another in their history. Everyone except these people have gotten over it and moved on with their lives. These people are using slavery as a crutch to keep their hands out, to get their palms greased, and not have to do a damn thing because Whitey owes them. I am sick of it.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Monroe, Andrew Jackson, William Henry Harrison, John Tyler, Zachary Taylor, and Woodrow Wilson are all on the list. The list also includes founding fathers Ben Franklin, George Mason, inventor Alexander Graham Bell, and composer of the national anthem Francis Scott Key.
Yeah.
Just to name a few.
Well, I guess you didn't like my rant, huh?
No, I liked your rant. I have nothing whatsoever to say against it. I'm just pointing out the insanity of this. You're right. You're 100% correct.
Well, you know okay? what?
I mean, I didn't feel... you were so spot on in that. I didn't feel the need to even comment on it. It needed to stand on its own.
Well, something else that needs to stand on its own, and it's very important. It was said by Tom Cotton. You know, Senator, first of all, they're not your monuments to rename or remove. This is what Senator Cotton tweeted, and he's right, because you know what? They're not their monuments. They're America's monuments. They belong to we the people. You don't want to be part of the 100% of we the people? We got 88% that say, screw you.
You know, and it's not even the 12 or 13%. It's a minority of that minority.
Yeah. We're talking about a small percentage of the American population is telling the rest of us what we can, cannot do, what we can think, say. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. President Trump needs to stop this crap now. Maybe it'll stop on November 4th because they know they've lost. But it needs to stop before we lose our country.
How do you relocate the Washington Monument? The Jefferson Memorial? How do you relocate those things?
I don't know.
You know, now, if I was in charge of relocating the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
I'd find whoever's bright idea this is, and I'd relocate it right up their keister.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I was just thinking that. This whole thing, this has gotten way out of hand, folks. And you realize it started with the death of a drugged, addicted criminal who would have died that day anyway, from the 50-odd drugs in his body, his heart disease, hypertension, paranoia, and everything else. This is what started this? This is ridiculous.
Abject
insanity.
Ridiculous.
And by the way, Craig, where is former President Obama? Supposedly, we need to all get along, President. Where the hell is he coming on air and telling his people to stop this? Instead,
right.
You got his big mouth wife instigating everybody on.
Right, that's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I'll just sit here and hold my breath because I'm sure that'll happen really soon.
Yeah, right. We'll all turn purple by then. I mean, And the media says nothing.
Nothing.
It just infuriates me.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Folks, we got to take our bottom of the hour break. Quick first segment tonight.
Yes.
But when we come back, Diane's talking about those railroading the police, and then about a half an hour or so after that, liberalism from bullcrap to bear poop. I'll get you with some snark. Folks, you hang on, because there's more Right Side Patriots after this. You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sorey. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi guys, Diane Sorey from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out The National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at RSPRadio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor, getting you through Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Losing track of my days. Tuesday evening edition of the show. Glad to have you on board with us. If you miss any part of the show tonight, we'll have it up by sometime tomorrow, probably afternoon, over
maybe
on the
earlier. RS,
maybe earlier, can't promise, rspradio1.com, hit the podcast button, and there you go. All right, Diane, so all of this stuff going on against the police, mm-hmm. And you have taken this on in a very unique way, those railroading the police.
Yes, and let's start by saying simply, I'm sick of Black Lives Matter. I'm sick of Antifa. I'm sick of Democrats not only condoning those folks' most reprehensible of behaviors, but egging them on as well. I'm sick of miscreants and thugs thinking that what's ours is theirs and that it's free for their taking. I'm sick of the police being deemed the enemy while black malcontents and criminal sorts are hailed as victims after the media morphs them into saints. I'm sick of the violence, the mayhem, the rioting, the looting, the arson, and the killing. But most of all, I'm sick and tired of what should be law-abiding elected officials allowing these thugs to get away with it all while tying police hands behind their backs, thus making the police the perfect fall guy for their duplicity. I want my America back. I want the rule of law returning to America's streets, something surely now missing, as Democrat mayors and governors have indeed sanctioned the ongoing violence and free-for-all. And I want those very same mayors and governors arrested and charged with insurrection for both their actions and inactions, as they are not only directly responsible for letting this mayhem continue on, but are in violation of the very oath of office each and every one of them took. For example, I, Governor so-and-so, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of, fill in the blank, against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of, fill in the blank. Quote, I solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of and the charter of the city of, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of mayor of the city of to the best of my ability. Two oaths of office, the governor's oath and the mayor's oath, both seemingly sworn to without any meaning or merit. For now, in Democrat cities and states across America, these oaths are neither worth the paper they're written on, or their words are not upheld once spewed, for they are but words spoken with fingers crossed behind one's back. And while both oaths clearly state that, quote, I will support the Constitution of the United States, neither oath has been upheld in those cities and states still experiencing ongoing rioting and mayhem, ongoing almost on a daily, nightly basis, ongoing in what has turned into unabashed bloodlust. And now it's also the bloodlust that these Democrat elected officials look away from, for their silence actually encourages the BLM and Antifa sorts to continue on unabated as it meets their political agenda while fueling on their hatred for President Trump. And they're doing so while at the same time railroading the police. And it's their very unwillingness to even try to stop the mayhem and escalating violence that does make these mayors and governors as guilty of insurrection as those who are now physically doing the burning, looting, and rioting are. For we know well that while President Trump has offered to send in the feds to help restore law and order, that offer of help has resulted in these Democrat governors and mayors collectively spewing a resounding no. And by this collective no, what these most miserable of elected officials have done is send three powerful messages to both their constituents and to the nation at large, messages that no elected official should ever dare send. And the first message is that they actually approve of, or at least will remain silent to, all the destruction the rioters have caused, with the second message being that they don't give a damn about breaching the oath of office they took. And the most unsettling message of all is that these governors and mayors enjoy relishing in their showing of utter contempt for the Constitution itself. After all, their now and forever sainted leader, Barack Hussein Obama, has deemed the Constitution to be but an outdated document in major need of an overhaul of the socialist kind. And Craig, it's all about appearances for these folks. Appearances coupled with spewing calculatingly divisive rhetoric in the hope that it will play well with the Democrat masses. Knowingly false rhetoric that the police, especially white male police officers, are the root cause of all our country's current racial wrongs.
You know, silence is not always golden, and oftentimes actions speak louder than words. How are these elected officials of which you speak, how are they displaying their contempt?
How? And also, how are they actually in violation of the Constitution? Now, the answer to those questions is that one just has to look at the First Amendment, which states, quote, "Can Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances." And in today's anything but peaceful political climate, these eight words stand out above all else, quote, "the right of the people to peaceably assemble." And to that effect, know that protesters, even those of the vile BLM and Antifa kind, have the constitutionally given right to freely speak their minds and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. But what they do not have is the legal right to assemble in an unpeaceable manner. And when they do so, law enforcement, as in the police, have every right to step in and break up those unpeaceably assembling folks. And the police should be supported in this by those in power, as in the governors of states and the mayors of cities, now still in the throes of such antics. Police, hands that must never be tied with orders to stand down, are now being forced to do just that, as they're being portrayed as the enemy, while the rioters, miscreants, and thugs are deemed to be the heroes, no matter that the police are simply upholding the oath of office they took, as in to support the Constitution of the United States, their state, and the laws of their agency's jurisdiction. In fact, those officers sworn in actually have the responsibility to, quote, ensure the safety and quality of life of the residents in the communities they serve. But sadly, what is happening now is that the mayors of cities in turmoil are not allowing the police to uphold the oath they took. And that itself is a crime these Democrat mayors and governors must be called to task for. And with police hands continuing to be tied, I'll go even one step further and say that a line has now been crossed into what is called sedition, something these Democrat governors and mayors are surely guilty of to one degree or another. How so? With sedition encompassing both speech and actions that tend towards insurrection against the, quote, established order. In this case, said actions are against both the government itself as well as the rule of law, and then couple that with incitement of violence against, quote, established authority, authority as in the police, the very folks tasked with seeing that we the people uphold the law, sedition, as per the law, becomes a charge these governors and mayors must now also answer for. But why? Because with their willingness to turn a blind eye to the riots and mayhem going on in their cities, these shameful excuses of elected officials are actually encouraging and helping to promote both rebellion and violence against the government, which in and of itself also borders on treason, if you ask me. Oh, what a tangled and convoluted web these Democrats have weaved, and it now seems to be up to President Trump to try to unravel the mess, or at least present a strong enough case as to why our police must not now or ever be defunded, let alone disbanded. These Democrat mayors and governors, be damned. And that comes back full circle to my being not merely sick but outright disgusted by these very folks who are helping to turn the police into the enemy via those in the media who are more than willing to help the Democrats bring America to her knees. After all, they dare not allow the truth to be told as to how the railroading of our nation's police was the long-awaited catalyst needed to set off all we've been privy to. As in the BLM and Antifa miscreants and thugs, not only holding sway over America's streets, but actually holding the rest of us hostage, with the police unable to, quote, save the day. Saying, I'm sick of this maliciously orchestrated vendetta against the police, Craig puts it mildly. Saying, I'm seething is now more to the point. And the video that I have in my blog, right below this, of an incident in the Bronx, brings that point home.
Well, it does. And folks, when you see this video, it's stunning. I mean, it's absolutely stunning. Take us back. I mean, I think we all know, but take us back to ground zero of the railroading of the police.
Right. Let's just say right now we're all bearing witness to the starting of all this, with the death of George Floyd, coupled with a long set agenda of hate that had to be met within a certain time frame. And it was the time frame itself that allowed the police to become the linchpin of all that was to follow, as in the police were in the right place at the right time, thus making them easy targets for railroading. And when a white officer's knee was placed on a black criminal's neck, when said incident was videoed, the long-awaited catalyst for anarchy and insurrection was set in motion within the much-needed pre-November election time frame. And while we're all familiar with the specifics of said scenario, whether those specifics be truth or just outright lies, you can see that scenario and judge its merits or lack thereof for yourself in Craig and my Right Side Patriots investigative report, Derek Chauvin Should Be Exonerated. But know that the truth about a thug turned into a saint is again being manipulated for the sole purpose of over-vilifying the police even more. And why? Because without the police being the villain, the entire BLM and Antifa rhetoric get exposed for the lie that it is, along with the lie that Officer Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd with his knee. I'm sick of the lies, especially when the liars themselves were once thought of as heroes, but no more. These are the medical examiner's exact words in the official Hennepin County Medical Examiner's report. Quote, layer by layer dissection of the anterior strap muscles of the neck discloses no areas of contusion or hemorrhage within the musculature. The thyroid cartilage and hyoid bone are intact. The larynx is lined by intact mucosa. The thyroid is symmetric and red-brown without cystic or nodular change. The tongue is free of bite marks, hemorrhage, or other injuries. The cervical spinal column is palpable, stable, and free of hemorrhage. This simply translates into meaning that Officer Derek Chauvin's knee, while obviously placed on George Floyd's neck, in no way exerted enough pressure to have killed him, for there were no compression wounds on Floyd's neck, no breaking or tearing of any cartilage or of any neck bones, including the critical hyoid bone, no damage to the next portion of the spinal column, nothing whatsoever to indicate what would be strangulation via knee, nothing to indicate murder. And when you add in the 55 mostly illicit drugs circulating through George Floyd's body, drugs that can slow down and or arrest one's breathing, the true cause of death becomes a self-inflicted drug overdose. And while the timing of Floyd's death with a knee on his neck added drama to the mix, that drama has now been intensified into all-out lies, what with changes being made to medical facts, all in an effort to support a story that is not only bad fiction at best, but fiction that's driving the entire BLM hateful rhetoric forward. And Craig, it's doing so while an innocent man and all who wear the badge are being railroaded into becoming the bad guys in order to meet the Democrats' political agenda.
You know, it seems to me that these liberals, these people, the media included, obviously, what they've been doing is they've been trading fiction for facts. They've been trading myth for medical terminology. I mean, when you look at this thing, when you get right down to it, what they're telling you is diametrically opposed to reality.
Well, it's diametrically opposed to such a degree that with, you know, killer drugs like fentanyl now being downplayed as a possible cause of death, with the claim that the, quote, tremendous amount of fentanyl found in George Floyd's system can have vastly different effects on different people, no matter that numerous drugs in this same class, and even worse, were also found in his system. A knee doing no damage whatsoever to the man's neck has been deemed the official murder weapon, now the officially stated cause of George Floyd's death. And the anger I now feel for Hennepin County's chief medical examiner, Dr. Andrew Baker, and former New York City chief medical examiner, Michael Biden, who performed an independent autopsy at the request of George Floyd's family, saying that Floyd's death was a homicide, proves to me that even the best and seemingly most altruistic of people can be bought. Maybe not for money, but to help meet the goals of a political agenda that once unleashed cannot be reined back in. And why not be reined back in? Because to do so would cause heads to roll, arrests to be made, charges to be filed, and history itself to be changed. Better to let the lies be perceived as truth than for truth to expose the guilty. For in this case, if the guilty were exposed, the entire Democrat Party goes down before the November election. Better to sacrifice not only Officer Derek Chauvin, but all of America's police. After all, the narrative is now so erroneously embedded as fact that to backtrack would cause even more chaos in the streets as the liars scream cover up and more blood is shed. And if that doesn't make you, my dear readers and listeners, mad as hell, I don't know what will.
Well, it makes me pretty pissed off, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. The more I was writing this, the angrier I was getting.
Well, the more you know, the more facts you're presented with, the more pissed off you get if you got an ounce of common sense about you.
Exactly.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Now, let me say this. You mentioned just a minute or two ago here this Dr. Andrew Baker, okay, mm-hmm. the Hennepin County Chief Medical Examiner.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is it possible? I don't even know. I would have to check with an attorney. Is it possible that a chief medical examiner could be charged with malpractice? Because if that's possible, this son of a, you know what, needs to be charged with that. And I'll tell you why. It came out earlier today that this guy, Dr. Andrew Baker, the chief medical examiner for Hennepin County, Minnesota, had a conversation with the Hennepin County attorney on the 31st of May, mm-hmm. where he told the county attorney that had there not been any extenuating circumstances, George Floyd's death would have been listed as a drug overdose.
That's right. That's right. I've seen that. Particular statement. I believe it's been out for a few days.
Uh-huh.
The point is, folks, George Floyd was a walking time bomb. He was full of 55 drugs, most of them of the fentanyl type of drug, where one of the side effects is the arresting or the slowing down or the feeling that one can't breathe. Okay, if one can't breathe and is panicking, you can give yourself a heart attack. George Floyd did this to himself. But in a way, George Floyd has now become the martyr for a cause that we don't even know if he supported in when he was alive. We don't know. We can make suppositions, but we don't know.
He's being used.
He's actually being used by these bastards.
It's a stunning admonition mm-hmm. when you tell the county attorney that were not for an extenuating circumstance, this would have been listed as a drug overdose. The coroner found that George Floyd's lungs were so full of fluid,
mm-hmm.
they weighed three times what they should have weighed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's gonna give you some respiratory issues right there. All right? Then you add in all these drugs. You take what this Dr. Andrew Baker told the county attorney.
Okay.
That cop, Chauvin, and the other three are indeed being railroaded.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. When you look at the report that you and I did mm-hmm. and presented here on this show last Friday,
mm-hmm.
we were 100% correct.
We nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. If you don't have compression marks on the neck, if no bones are broken, if no cartilage is even indented, if you will, that knee was placed on his neck, but it wasn't pressed into his neck. Having a knee placed on your neck is not going to kill you. Maybe having a knee pressed heavily into your neck, yeah, if it breaks the cartilage and the hyoid bone, yeah, you're going to die. But that didn't happen.
There was not even an abrasion on the outside of the guy's neck. No bruising, no contusions inside or outside on his neck.
Right.
Nothing. Now, that's not to say that George Chauvin is the only cop being railroaded or the other three are the only cops being railroaded. We're starting to see this trend around the country.
Yes.
Okay? Some thug gets in a fight with the cops. He's got a knife in his hand. He goes into his car. There's a knife on the floorboard of the car. The cop shoots him 7 times. In the back, I don't care. Okay? What's a cop supposed to do? Wait until the guy slashes him? Wait until he stabs at him?
He feared for his life, and cops are allowed to do what he did if they're in fear for their life.
But those cops are getting railroaded now.
Yep.
Same story.
It was a black that was killed.
The guy in Atlanta, Georgia, that ran from the cops in the Wendy's parking lot mm-hmm. and turned around and fired at the police.
Mm-hmm.
That cop got railroaded. Because the cop shot him and killed him.
Right.
You know, this is a trend that we're going to see around the country. The railroading of the police. This is a very timely op-ed. And folks, you can get this op-ed, see the video that's in there, the link that's in there that goes back to our article from last Friday. It's all available at rspradio1.com. You go there, it's on the homepage. You click there. It will give you a link that will take you directly to the Patriot Factor, where you can read the entire op-ed.
And let's give people a little idea what this video is. This was shot not long ago. It happened in the Bronx, part of New York City. And a police officer on his way to help quell some of the riots, he was deliberately mowed down, and I mean literally mowed down, by a car full of thugs and left on the street. It is a vile, disgusting example of what these BLM and Antifa thugs are doing. And if this isn't stopped, it's only going to get worse.
It's a great op-ed. Folks, you deserve to have it. You deserve to read it. And please share it. Share it everywhere you can. Because this is happening. I mean, yeah, Derek Chauvin and those three cops in Minneapolis, they're prime examples. But they certainly aren't the only examples of cops right. getting railroaded.
Right. Hey, the cops were railroaded back with Trayvon Martin. When Obama, if I had a son, he's the root cause of all of this, folks. You can never forget that.
Right. Michael Brown mm-hmm. in Ferguson, Missouri. Yep. That's another case. Gardner in New York. Yep. Eric Gardner. And that's another example of it. This stuff is crap, and it's got to stop.
Yes, it does.
Folks, once again, go to rspradio1.com. Click on the title. You can find it right there. Those railroading the police, it'll take you to a link where you can get to Diane's blog and grab the link from Diane's blog. Share it everywhere. Everywhere. It's what you got
to
do.
We need to get
there.
The truth out, folks. We need to tell you what the media, the mainstream media, is not telling you. Even Fox doesn't tell you certain truths.
We spent the entire first segment telling you truths that you're not going to hear anywhere in the mainstream media. Diane just spent a whole segment telling you more truths you're not going to hear anywhere in the mainstream media. And after this top of the hour station ID break, I'm going to come back snarkily, liberalism from bullcrap to bear poop, with even more truths.
Right.
Including colorful metaphors that you're not going to hear anywhere else. Yeah, that you're not going to hear anywhere else in the mainstream media. So stay with us. More Right Side Patriots after this.
OTC is go.
Thank you, business is go.
OTC is go.
Copy, SS go.
Houston, flight is go.
Pilot go.
STM is go.
Safety comms is go.
SPE is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director, NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right Side Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen from the National Patriot, and Diane Sorey, whose blood pressure I could hear rising during that segment.
I'm so angry about what's going on.
Well, I noticed. And I think a lot of people did, and that's good.
Yeah.
You know, it's time we get angry about some of this stuff. And, you know, when I get angry, when something really gets to gnawing at me, my first response is to get snarky.
Ah, okay.
It's just the way I deal with stuff like that, because if I don't, I'll go off the charts.
Okay.
So I put together a commentary, and I gave it the best title I could think of, Liberalism from Bullcrap to Bear Poop.
That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. I, like Diane, have had enough. Have you folks had enough? Have you had way more than enough? I have, of the liberal bullcrap and all of its various forms, and I'm willing to bet you folks have too. The mainstream media and the cesspool of turds that inhabit it, along with their masters, the liberal elected elite, have gone batshit crazy, and they know it. They don't care that you know it. And they have reached such a point of desperation that they're not even trying to hide it anymore. After watching both the liberal Marxist Banana Republic Convention and the RNC National Convention, I can assure you that the differences between the two parties and their agendas are as vast as the differences between the carbon dioxide with clouds of sulfuric acid droplets atmosphere of Venus and a cabana on a beach with a cool adult beverage in the shade of a swaying palm. So sit down and buckle up, friends. I'm about to tell you what I really think. Last Wednesday night, I removed anything hard enough to break my TV from the room, and I tuned in to C-SPAN about 20 minutes ahead of the start of the RNC convention just to have a listen to what the liberal morons were saying. I was just in time to hear slimy Nancy Pelosi and crusty Chuckles Schumer telling us all just how divisive the RNC convention was as opposed to the wonderfully unifying liberal Marxist Banana Republic convention. 2 days, those 2 days of the convention that had taken place prior to Wednesday night at the Republican National Convention were awesome. But those two dung beetles can say whatever they want about their own convention because they know by the ratings that virtually nobody was watching that shit show. Well, I watched it, and I can guarantee you there was nothing whatsoever unifying about it. It was an infomercial for socialism and Marxism. It was a telethon of hatred, division, racism, and lies. It was anti-American, anti-business, anti-middle America, anti-working people, anti-rule of law, anti-constitution, anti-morals, anti-First and Second Amendment, anti-principles, anti-core values, and anti-intelligence. Diane, the Marxists had their
Banana Republic convention emceed by a bunch of Hollywood liberal jackasses who, between them, don't have the brains God shoved up a gnat's ass. I'm talking about invertebrates who play make-believe for a living and yet think we should be listening to them because they know how to run a country. Those idiots who can't even run their own lives without a room full of managers and an entourage telling them which bathroom to use on any given day.
Well, these people, I can't say it as well as you do, but in your article you have a very, let's just say, a nice visual picture to describe them.
You want me to paint that visual image for the folks?
I sure do. I think our listeners would enjoy it.
When it comes to the celebrities that were hosting the liberal convention this year, I'm talking about people that are just about as useful and socially acceptable as a wet fart in a white linen suit. Let that work on you, folks. On the other side of the coin, during last week's RNC convention, we got to see real people who actually work for a living telling us about how their lives and their businesses were heading to hell in a handbag under the Obama-Biden regime, but how Trump's policies, the tax cuts, school choice, trade agreements, and the like brought their businesses and their lives back from the brink. We saw people of every color, of every creed, expressing their love of this great nation. They can't do that on social media, but they sure as hell did it at the RNC convention. We heard about opportunities. We heard personal, touching, and inspirational stories from common folks and elected officials. We heard from every walk of life, and we heard just how precious life really is. Hell, at the RNC convention, a guy running for Congress who is partially paralyzed actually stood as he read the Pledge of Allegiance. Naturally, some boneheaded liberal piece of squat residue from NPR, her name is Yamiche Alcindor, had to tweet out, and I quote, "Madison Cawthorn made it a point to stand, suggesting that all Americans to stand during the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem. It was a direct rebuke of actions by people, including black athletes, who are currently sitting out games protesting police brutality," unquote.
What a piece of garbage that woman is.
Well, good Lord, I mean to tell you. Imagine that. Yeah. A true patriot rebuking you Marxists by daring to rise from his wheelchair as he spoke the words of liberty, rather than taking a knee with the dregs of society. You damn right it was a rebuke. And it was an inspiration, a class act, and a breath of fresh air, too. At the RNC convention, we got to hear from the kid from Kentucky, Nick Sandman, as he spanked the mainstream media. We heard from the father of a child taken too soon by a liberal school shooter, a governor who led her state through the pandemic in spectacular fashion, and we saw a citizenship ceremony, a presidential pardon, and we heard from a former abortion clinic manager who saw the light and told it like it was. Liberals hated every minute of it, and they expressed their hatred all over social media for each individual involved in it, including their hatred and bigotry for our great First Lady Melania Trump. If those bottom dwellers didn't get the message across during the Marxist convention talking about how the illegal aliens will get everything for free at the expense of American citizens, they doubled down on it during Mrs. Trump's speech, Diane. They made sure that we all know that the only immigrants they like are the ones who break our laws by being here illegally.
Well, there was one particular highlight besides Melania Trump's speech. There was another person that spoke that really gave the finger to the Democrats.
Are you talking about Mike Pompeo by any chance?
Yes, I am.
Our Secretary of State, who spoke from Israel? and the Marxist mob went into meltdown mode, promising to fire up yet another inane House investigation. Hey, dipshits, quit your bitching. You've been clamoring for a quote-unquote new normal, and the RNC convention was anything but the same old status quo. Absent from the Marxist Banana Republic convention was any condemnation of the mob violence, looting, arson, and murders taking place in blue cities and blue states. That should come as no surprise, as it's the Marxist elite that have been championing that for the past 3 months. But we sure heard condemnation of it from the RNC convention, and while the RNC had their shot at it last week, now it's my turn. George Floyd, the common criminal and drug addict who was given sainthood by the Marxist mob, actually killed himself. And you can read all about that if you go to the article that Diane and I put together, an investigative report, and I've got the link for it right here. Okay, it's in my blog. After that, some criminal piece of garbage named Rayshard Brooks got shot by a cop while fleeing to avoid arrest and shooting at the cop. His death was instantly seized upon by the angry mob as yet another excuse to burn other people's businesses to the ground. Then there was yet another common criminal and thug, Jacob Blake, in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who got his thug self shot last week, igniting riots in that city. He also got instant sainthood from the Marxists. That's right. Jacob Blake was armed, Marxists he was, when he was shot by the police while threatening the police and resisting arrest. And what was Blake being arrested for? A warrant for sexual assault. Saint Jacob my ass. Last Tuesday, a couple of Marxist mob members got killed by a 17-year-old kid in Kenosha who only opened fire on the liberal goons after they tried to kill him. Kyle Rittenhouse was defending himself against liberal Marxist darlings. And it's Rittenhouse who gets arrested for murder? I've got a couple of photos in the blog at the National Patriot that show what was happening to Rittenhouse right before he opened fire. Mm-hmm. I've got another photo from a different angle that shows one of the goons Rittenhouse wounded that night holding what NBC claimed to be a cell phone. Look at the photo in the blog at the National Patriot, folks. Breaking news, you mainstream media retards. That is not a cell phone.
And he was hitting him on the head with it.
Well, the one on the right, that photo on the right, he's on his knee. He's holding his arm because his arm was half blown off.
Yeah.
Okay? But that is not a cell phone in his hand. That's a gun in the hand of a Marxist rioter who was anything but peaceably assembling.
Yeah.
Peaceable. Piece of garbage. All of them. Peaceable. Yeah. Or peaceful, as the morons in the mainstream media like to say, Diane, is decidedly not what has been going on in the Blue City and Blue State riots over the past several months, but the mainstream media is telling you to believe them rather than your own eyes.
You know, no matter how much proof these people see, they don't believe the proof because they don't want to believe the proof. They want this mayhem to continue on. But the problem is, it's starting to backfire on them as independents are getting off the fence and coming over to the Trump side. And I think in the end, Craig, these riots are going to actually put Trump way over the top because people are sick and tired of it.
They're not only are they sick and tired of the riots, but I think they're getting sick and tired of the hypocrisy.
Yes.
I think they're getting sick and tired of the lies. And I think they're getting sick and tired of the mainstream media and the elected liberals and the bull crap they are spewing on a daily basis. Let me explain something to the Marxist propaganda machine that is the mainstream media. When mobs of Marxist rioters light multiple city blocks on fire, loot businesses, and try to kill people by kicking them in the head or bashing them with their preferred mode of transportation slash weapon, a skateboard, that is not a mostly peaceful protest. Obviously, the mainstream media knows it's not peaceful, but telling the truth is not in their wheelhouse. It would literally fly in the face of their agenda. To be sure, Kenosha wasn't the first time the propagandists didn't want you to believe your own eyes. Remember Minneapolis and MSNBC's Ali Velshi? He wanted you to believe what he told you, not your own eyes. He told you, while standing in front of an arson fire, that, quote, this is not, generally speaking, unruly.
Setting somebody's property on fire is not unruly.
Not necessarily unruly.
Really? You mean he went up properly, he struck the match and went, okay, I'm going to now place it on top of the business so it goes up in flames.
Oh, I'm sure he was very polite about it. And folks, yes. I've got two videos embedded in the blog that show the outright batshit craziness of the mainstream media right now. Mm-hmm. Two different reporters, one in Minneapolis, one in Kenosha, both standing in front of buildings that are set ablaze by rioters and arsonists and looters, telling you that what you're seeing behind them, the fires you're seeing behind them, are mostly peaceful.
Yeah, but do you notice in these videos, and people will see this when they go to your blog, the buildings are on fire. But take a look at all the property in front of the buildings. It's already been destroyed. The fire was like the icing on their, mob cake.
I know. It's crazy. We all watched as the not generally unruly, mindless mob of Marxist morons burned half of downtown Minneapolis, Seattle, Portland, and now Kenosha to the ground, while not generally unruly Marxist thugs have taken to violently assaulting innocent men, women, and children in numerous other blue cities and killing police officers just for the fun of it. During the Marxist convention, one of their keynote speakers was Bill Clinton, who has ridden the Lolita Express exactly 26 more times than he has ridden his own wife. And then, horse's ass, Hillary Clinton came out from under a rock last week and told Joe Biden not to concede the 2020 election under any circumstances. That, from the same woman and from the same party that claims Trump won't leave if he loses. Nancy Pelosi, who's in deep throes of Trump derangement syndrome, told Biden last week to cancel all of his debates against President Trump because, she claims, Trump would belittle the forum and engage in skullduggery. Let's be honest here. Something completely foreign to the ilk of Pelosi and the rest of the Marxists. She doesn't want those debates canceled because of skullduggery. She and her Marxist party are scared shitless about having Dementia Joe on the debate stage. They know that Joe will stumble and bumble and tumble from, let words fall from his pie hole, that are just ridiculous, such gibberish, such nonsense, that your average garden variety prune Danish would make more sense than he does. For the love of God, they're not even sure Joe would remember to wear pants on the debate stage. And don't get me started on the criminals that call themselves mayors and governors of liberal cities and states. All you got to do is go over to Diane's blog at the Patriot Factor and pick up the article she just did as a segment. She's got that end of it covered. But finally, there's this, proving that the Marxists are desperate to divert attention away from their own impending doom by seizing any excuse to engage in more riots. Last week, some worthless prick in Minneapolis shot and killed another man in a parking garage. The murderer fled the scene. But a bit later, as police closed in, the murderer pulled out his gun and in front of a large group of people and clearly seen on video surveillance, committed suicide. The cops didn't fire a single shot, not one. The murderer shot and killed himself. And then the Marxist, BLM, liberal-loving, not generally unruly mob went on yet another spree of arson and looting. I've had it with the entitled goon and thug minority of the black community. I've had it with the anarchists and the arsonists, the crap stains that pass for elected liberals. I've had it with the mainstream media Marxist propagandists who continue to spew bullshit and garbage while calling it biscuits and gravy. If you liberal, panty-wadded, racist elected elites thought losing to Trump in 2016 was a tough pill to swallow, you've been poking a hungry bear. I'm talking about conservative voters for the past 4 years. On November 3rd, that bear gets fed, and you'll be what the bear leaves in the woods.
Oh. You know, we both said similar things in a different manner.
Really? You think I handled that in a slightly different manner than you did?
A slightly different manner. But it goes to show, folks, that we're part of the, well, we're technically part of the silent majority, except we're not so silent.
You noticed that.
But our sentiments are with the silent majority. We're not going to take this crap anymore. We have had it. And President Trump, I think, has had it. I think eventually he's going to institute the Insurrection Act. I really think he will. I think he'll be forced to, whether it's before November 3rd or after, I don't know. But I think he will because of circumstances and because the people now are furious. Our side is furious. And you know what? I don't care if some BLM and Antifa thugs have to be sacrificed, you know, boom, boom. I don't care. I want my country back. I want the rule of law back. I'm tired of this crap. And I think most on our side are.
Let me bring something up here. Did you, Diane, happen to see the photos of President Trump in Kenosha, Wisconsin today?
Yeah.
Let me explain something to you folks. If you haven't seen them, you need to go look for them. Okay? President Trump was in Kenosha. Now, remember, the liberal governor of the state of Wisconsin, a jerk if ever there was one, he didn't want him there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He told him, don't come. Don't come. We don't want you here.
He even wrote an official letter for him not to come.
The liberal mayor of Kenosha, Wisconsin, another panty-wadded little twerp, he didn't want him there either. Well, we found out why today, and all you have to do is look at the pictures of President Trump surveying the destruction. I'm not even going to call it damage. It's destruction.
Right.
Okay, I have never seen that look on President Trump's face before. It was that look of, you mother. You know, yeah. I mean, the president was pissed. You could see it in every fiber of his being, even in still photos.
Yeah, he was angry like we've never seen before. And, you know, all this is done, you know, supposedly in the name of George Floyd, supposedly in the name of slavery, but none of that is true. It's all done in the name of Marxism, communism, gimme, gimme, you owe me. It's people with their hands out, too damn lazy to get off their asses, get a job, make their life better for themselves, forget their skin color. Their whole life revolves around their skin color. I mean, these people are sickening.
I would just about guarantee you that on the way from Kenosha back to Washington, D.C., the air inside Air Force One was bluer than the underside of that plane.
If I had been on that plane, it would have been red with anger.
Bill Barr was on the plane.
Yep.
Bill Barr, when he got off the plane, just absolutely made a beeline for the vehicle he was riding in. You could tell he was pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not peaceably assembly. And what people need to remember, the Constitution gives them the right to have their grievances addressed in a peaceably assembled manner. It does not give them the right to do what they're doing. And that alone, those eight words alone in the Constitution, in the First Amendment, give President Trump every right to now put into effect, now that he's seen it firsthand, the Insurrection Act. And pati comitatus, or however you want to pronounce it, the hell with it. It's been used. The insurrection law has been used. In fact, my article for Friday is all about this. I continued the rant.
Well, and for good reason.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, folks, we're not going to let up. Yeah. We're not going to let up. Your right side patriots are going to stay on this. Okay?
Yeah.
We're not going to let up. And I would advise nobody let up on this. You know, right. We've got an election coming up in 65 days, and by God, it is the most important election of our lifetime. Now, before I forget it, let me just say, if you want the link to liberalism from bullcrap to bear poop, okay, go to rspradio1.com. It's on the homepage. Click there. It gives you a link, takes you directly to thenationalpatriot.com, where you can get that article, read it for yourself, and share it. But you got to watch those videos. Those videos tell the story.
Yes, they do. And, you know, there's another way to sum this up, Craig, in terms maybe people who aren't quite at the anger level we are right now, maybe they will be. Think of all the Americans of every skin color who fought World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the Gulf Wars, the Iraq War. Think of all those men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice to keep us safe and free at home. And here it is, at home, we have people on the same level as those they were fighting for. Against.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Can you tell folks we're fed up?
Yeah.
Can you hear it in our voices?
Yeah.
Because we are.
Yeah. It's beyond disgust. It's all the way to seething. And, you know, I'm going to pose a question, Craig. Maybe okay. You can answer it. Where the hell are the militias?
I wish I knew.
Yeah, a lot of us wish we knew.
Around here in these parts of the country, where I'm from, up in north central Nebraska, we call them all hat and no cattle.
Yeah, yeah. The police could use the militia help right now. Where the hell are you? That's what you've been prepping for all this time, for when America is in trouble, when America is in chaos. Well, here we are, folks. We really can use the militia's help now.
Well, you know, you got all these liberals that are all pissing themselves over Kyle Rittenhouse, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, guess what, liberals? That's what defunding the police is going to look like.
Yep, and it's coming to cities across this country if we don't stop it now.
You pull the police out, you defund them, you abolish the police. That's how law and order is going to be kept on the streets.
Oh, but Craig, you forget they're putting together little units of kumbaya sorts to go out and make nice to these bad people.
I'm just not convinced that the thugs, goons, arsonists, murderers, looters, and assaulters are going to be swayed by being farted on by unicorn dust.
I don't think they are either. They're probably going to, laugh in their faces. And more and more innocent Americans are going to die. I mean, how many more innocent children, like little Cannon, need to die for people to wake up?
Good question.
This is beyond... Oh, a creepy crawly just creepy crawled across my desk.
Well, like, folks, before Diane has a conniption fit over creepy crawlies, I think we need to leave this show right here.
Gross.
We hope you enjoyed the show, folks. If you missed any part of it, sometime tomorrow it will be posted. If you go to rspradio1.com, click the podcast button, go to our Podbean account, there it shall be. But with that, Diane, I think we have reached the end of the show. What do you think?
I think our blood pressure is high enough that we need to get off the air.
I think you're right. Say goodnight, Diane.
Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you Friday.